This is CPR News. I'm Matt Bloom. Xcel Energy's work on a massive new transmission line to the Eastern Plains is on its way. After breaking ground last week, CPR's Sam Brash has more.
Xcel Energy kicked off construction with a ceremony near Fort Morgan. It marks the beginning of a process to build a $1.7 billion project with four new substations and 550 miles of transmission lines. The company has called it the backbone of its plans to bring in more wind and solar to the Front Range and meet Colorado's goal of 85% clean electricity by 2030. But it's met resistance from some local groups on the Eastern Plains, who worry big transmission and renewable energy projects could disturb local wildlife. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
A flood watch is in effect across most of the Front Range today. Rounds of heavy rain and thunderstorms are expected to continue through this evening and tomorrow. High winds and hail could batter some areas. On the western slope, the forecast is a bit better, with inclement weather likely restricted to higher elevation areas. The National Weather Service says rainy thunderstorms will continue along the Front Range through the week. The Denver Nuggets could win their first championship tonight. They're back home at Ball Arena for Game 5 of the NBA Finals against the Miami Heat. Denver leads the series 3-1, thanks in large part to stars Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray, who led the team to back-to-back road wins last week. The Nuggets have only lost once at home during this entire playoff run. Tip-off is at 6:30. This is CPR News. All Things Considered continues next.